Exodus, and Matthew, the 10 words of God. For the next few weeks, we will look at what we call the 10 commandments and see if they are commands or gifts of loving words from a God who loves us so much, he teaches us how to love. The Hebrew interpretation here of commandment, more correctly translated, is word. Yes, word. God gave us 10 words to live and love by. In the same manner, the words themselves are misunderstood because of how we teach them to our children. For some of us, the understanding may come from our Hollywood education in the movie starring Charlton Heston titled The Ten Commandments. Remember Heston's character on the top of a mountain, the clouds booming down on him, and he shows great fear, curled up, almost lying on the ground, as he sees flames from the sky burning into the stone tablets. Representation of the finger of God writing the Ten Commandments for the people to follow or die. This reenactment of Moses' conversation with God has given us a misplaced fear of a God who meant these words to be loving and caring. This misunderstanding or misinterpretation could cause us to misunderstand God and each other. God does not wish us to be afraid of him, but to fear him, which means to know he is God and we are not God. We remember many stories of angels of God speaking to people using the words, "Do not be afraid," as a greeting. Even Jesus repeated the phrase, "Peace be with you," as he greets his followers. God does not use fear in that manner to get our attention. Satan may do that, but God uses love. So how do we hear the 10 words of covenant according to the purpose God intended? Paul hears it as love, and Martin Luther spoke of these 10 words as instruction for us to love our God and to love our neighbor. As we look at these words, we see them broken down to tables, not meant to be laws for our salvation to do this or die, but they free us for salvation. These laws are also not about us, but are for our neighbor. How do we hear this word? Is it like the lecture from God who is upset with his children? Could it be like a grandfather giving another one of his speeches? A visit from my grandsons turned into a skirmish, so I sat them down to have a little talk about their behavior, when the youngest one says to his brother, "Sit down, Papa has another one of his speeches again." In the weeks to come, we'll talk about how God doesn't give us these words to punish us, but teaches us how to express our love for our God and for our neighbor, as God opens the gate to God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you gave us life, and then you gave us all we need to live and love. The 10 words we call commandments are the words of love you give to all your people as you show your love through the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.